This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hello, this is the fabulous Adam Richard. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice say I have to do everything they tell me to. So please listen to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 like I have to. No, not the candle wax again!
You are on Hide and Seek. It's about to go to hell in a handbox.
Exactly.
But we will do our best.
We've got three children in the studio.
Thank you.
It's my great pleasure, I think, to welcome Michelle Barber, host of Stand Up Straight. Welcome.
Thank you.
Her son, Nelson Barber. Welcome.
Hello.
And here with us is Maddie T, who you all know and love.
Yes, good evening, Dean.
That's just a shame.
The question Andrew and I would like to pose to you, Michelle, is as a mum, how did you, as young Nelson was growing up, broach the subject of the birds and the bees?
Whatever he asked us, we would tell him the truth.
You entirely left it up to him.
Did he ask a lot of questions at a young age?
He did. He did, actually. He asked, where does sperm come from? How do...
He led with, where does sperm come from?
And how does it get inside? Like, really, he was very, very frank.
Gee, that's a very specific question.
Not how does it come out, but how does it get inside?
I think he probably asked that as well.
Mum, how did you explain where it came from? How was it? Was it like blood? What was it
like? No,
it was
like Mummy and Daddy had a special cuddle.
Oh.
No, and I think we actually said...
Special cut. No, do you know who told me what sex was? Was the other parent, Dad, who
known as.
It was a very special treat after school one day. I remember I had a friend who was coming over, and he said, "All right, after school, you got two treats. You got your friend Peter coming over, and I'm going to tell you what sex is." Because I thought it was a swear word at the age of six. So when he told me it was when
what Peter was subjected to this too.
I don't think Peter was listening. Right. Peter was a little. Yeah, little so-and-so. But Dad explained it to me as when a man puts his penis in a woman's vagina. And all I could, from what I'd seen of the two, I just pictured them going and, moulding into one.
Well, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much how it works.
Welcome to straight sex.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true.
did that sort of conversation, Nelson, for you at that young age, did that open up lines of dialogue that you were then comfortable as you got older discussing, or come 13, 14, it was just as hard as it always is?
Well, essentially, but I don't know, I feel like Mum and Dad gave me enough food for thought up until the age of about 10 or 11 that when I realised I was gay, I was actually able to work out how that worked for myself. Mm. So Mum and Dad, they explained to me about anal sex, all the sorts of foreplay that there were as well.
What age were you discussing anal sex with your son, Michelle?
What do you mean, like in the last couple of weeks? Probably around about the time you came out, maybe just before. I don't know if it would have come up all that often. I don't think.
I don't know if I have a distinct memory of it, but I think it might have been earlier. I might have been before 10, which is, really? I feel like I realised I was gay when I was about 10 or 11. I think it was before then.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So how old was Nelson when you came out?
16 and a half. Yeah, six and a half, yeah.
And was it a shock to you?
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was also, I expected it to be a bigger drama than it was, and it wasn't. And I think he expected it to be a drama, and it wasn't.
Gays love drama, Mum.
Yeah, I know.
So does your father. Now, Matt, tell us what your experience was like discussing sex with your mother, who has been a contributor to this program previously.
Yes, she has, hasn't she, the lovely
Hello,
woman.
Verity.
Hello, Verity, if you're listening. I'm sure she's a diehard listener of Hide and Seek now. But as far as sex goes, as soon as basically I hit puberty, I wanted to shock my mother. And that's very hard to do. And see, my mother is just one of those people...
You're still playing that game with her, though.
I am still playing with... And I think we kind of hit the tip of the iceberg there when we were talking about Amel. Last week or a few weeks ago, she had no idea what that was, and that started a conversation. But usually, I go through stuff. Sure, she may not know the names, you know, rimming. I didn't used to call it that, but she knows what all this stuff is, and it's very hard for me to shock this woman. And I will try. I will keep trying.
She know what felching is?
Yes, I've right. I've brought up felching as well.
Michelle, how do mothers learn these things?
Okay. Wow, that's a loaded question. I listen to this show that's on Joy 94.9 quite frequently.
That's not as stupid as
No, 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 no.
And that's true. And if I say I have an interest, I don't mean in a weird way. Stuff that I don't know about fascinates me, whatever it is. So that's kind of... But how did I learn about that stuff? I don't know. You hear about it. What's the word? Look at it on the internet. I don't know.
Maddie?
It's actually quite interesting that you say that you listen to this program on Joy 94.9. It's a known fact. I've discussed it a few times on air that, like, I learned more things from Hide and Seek, for God's sake. School didn't provide it.
Not something that I listen to on a regular basis.
It is not something that Sammy listens to on a regular basis. But I tell you what, that is where I got my sex education from. It's radio shows like this where we openly discuss sexual issues.
I used to tune into that, as my grandmother used to say, disgusting show on 3RW later on a Saturday night.
Neil Mitchell?
Hello, Neil. I used to say to my grandmother, if you don't like it that much, turn it off. My radio never goes off 3RW.
But I guess it was the same for me. I mean, Dr. Feelgood at the time was the one for me. It used to be on Austereo back in the mid-90s and all that. So it's that sort of radio is a good medium for learning things, isn't it?
Something that Maddie said, it was a bit of a challenge to shock his mum. Mm. I think it almost like the reverse of that coin is that I wanted to deliberately not be shocked by my son. And I
so
also
did you make a point of not trying to react
yes.
to things? Right.
And
right.
also to ask stuff yep. and to have him, we would often say, just ask, just yeah. ask. And it didn't matter what the name of the... These yeah. people that say front bottom and wee-wee thing and all that those stupid sayings. If he asked us, and it was a joke with his friends, don't ask my mum, she'll tell you the truth. And it was, wasn't it? It was like that.
It was fantastic.
Perhaps you would like to share with us how you've had conversations with your parents regarding sex as you were growing up. Share it with us. This is how you do it.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949, email onair at joy.org.au or call us 1300 JOY 949.
JOY 94.9.
That's right, you're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're joined by Michelle from Stand Up Straight here on Joy, her son Nelson and Maddie T., an integral part of the Stand Up Straight crew, isn't he, Michelle?
Absolutely. I couldn't... It's quite comforting, actually, having him sitting across the desk from me.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I wish I had someone that made me sound good, like you've got Maddie T.
Don't you sound lovely now? Don't you sound beautiful it. Now? You do.
Now...
Come on, bring the hard questions on,
Dave. Has there ever been a time when you have felt that... you needed to hold back or there was something you wanted to ask but you just didn't feel you could ask your parents about sex?
If it was personal, probably.
Okay.
I didn't because then there have been times when I've walked in on mum and dad and, yes, mum, that's the right face for us. That's one I made. Oh,
that's another conversation altogether.
Visual.
But apart from that, no, you know, mum and dad were always frank about it and always fun. And of late, you know, since I've had boyfriends, since mum has met boys that I've brought home, she's not wanted to know what we were doing behind closed doors that evening before, but we've talked more generally about, you know, what the preferences are. And it's a bit stranger for mum because I know exactly
who she's
doing.
You're a bottom,
right? All right. You know what? For the sake of argument, there was, I think, you know, one of the most intimate things that you can talk about is having someone inside of you, right?
Well, yeah, so, I guess, yes.
Mum came to visit me at work one day and... We went and had a bit of lunch, and I don't know how we got into the topic, but it was fantastic because we were finally at a stage where I could say, Mum, if I'm bottoming, I really like to sit on it. What position do you like to do?
True.
Big if, Dean, all right?
Right. Did Mum share with you what her favourite position was?
The
cowboy?
Oh.
Isn't there only one? There's just missionaries.
I just know the lying down one.
Oh, dear.
If I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning and said I was doing this tonight, there's no way I could possibly imagine.
What if you woke up at 9 this morning and said you're doing missionary tonight, Mum?
Michelle, you're a mum of a gay son. You must be concerned about HIV.
I am, and I suppose with everything that's been talked about on the news recently, it's been uppermost in my mind.
What's been on the news lately?
Well, there's some little place that's...
Oh, the rapid testing.
The rapid testing, sorry. Right, yeah, sorry. Okay. Where I was going, sorry, you didn't realise?
No.
So that's kind of been on my radar more so than it would normally have been, I think. And it's, you love your kids, you want the best for them, you want everything to be right with them. And I suppose that's something that I'm not sure how to broach with Nelson and, how personal do you get, how quizzical, how... specific, can I force him? Can I tell him to,
Well, how much could you force me to do, though, essentially? I mean, I know you can make sure that I get checked and use a condom, but...
She can't be there in the room with you, really. No. Nelson, have you ever felt that Mum's overstepped the mark in her prying?
I wouldn't say prying is the word, okay. And I can't think of a specific instance, no, and I know that's bad radio, but basically just making sure that I'm careful.
Yeah.
It's
a mum thing.
It's a mum thing to do.
Yeah. Even just, have you got a condom? I suppose that's probably one of those common things that I've said to you.
It's got to be that mother's first reaction to the condom thing has got to be one of the key influences on what happens with their sons sexually thereafter. If mums scream and go, oh my God, you're having sex. Ah,
yeah.
Then that really hits hard with young boys.
I agree. And if you are comfortable saying it frequently, if you've got to make it light, make it a bit of a joke or whatever, how many condoms are you taking tonight, Nelson? And make it, then it becomes kind of a normal, fun conversation. There's no stigma attached to it.
I've only got 144 with me. Is that going to be enough?
I don't know, Nelson. You answer that.
Matt, don't answer that.
It's interesting that you say that the mother's reaction has a lot to do with how that person goes on as being a sexual being from that point forward. I may be just abnormal then, because I don't think that, I didn't have a seriously negative reaction with my mother, but seriously, I was establishing myself, like my sexual self, long before my mother even started to even have that conversation with me.
I'm talking about the incidents where mothers might find a condom and they freak out, right?
Right, okay.
They should be saying, congratulations, I'm pleased you're using protection.
Mm. And
do you know what I mean?
But another concern of something else that I've experienced is I told my... I shared the first time I went for a sexual health test, I shared that with my mum. I said, hey, booked in at Melbourne Sexual Health, I'm going for my first STI test. And her first reaction, I was expecting her first reaction to be, great, I'm very happy for you for being responsible. Her first reaction was, are you slutting around? That was her reaction.
Right.
So instead, and I
don't... That's similar to the condom thing, I would suggest.
Perhaps, maybe. But that was the thing. It was... Instead of saying, great, you are taking the responsibility to know your status and know take responsibility for your sexual health, instead it was just a situation where, well, why are you having such risky sex?
Michelle, is that something you would put together in that Nelson would only have to go and have an STI check if something had happened that wasn't safe?
No. I was maybe a little bit of A and B, column A and B. I would... think, or I would believe that he's smart enough to know that he's got to be proactive and get checked. I also think that he's got enough sense of what he has to do. I don't know if that quite answers your question. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nelson, what acne treatment do you use?
What acne treatment? Clearly a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. You've got immaculate skin. What advice, Nelson, would you like to give to any young people listening who really need or want to have this conversation with their mothers?
Well, I'd like to say, if you feel like you can trust your mother, definitely talk to her about it, because it's going to be...
If you can't, get a new one.
Yes. she's going to be essentially impartial because she's not a gay man. It works differently, and you
know, but she's halfway there. Well, sort
of. I know it can backfire because I was with a boy once, and he said, "Do you use a condom if you give hand?" Because his mum hadn't talked to him about it. So I think, you know, I was in the clear because my mum had talked to me about it.
Right,
Michelle, how would you advise any mums listening that would be concerned about their adolescent sons and perhaps they haven't had that conversation yet, but they know they need to, but they don't know how to go about it?
Try not to overcomplicate it or take it. It is serious, but don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a bit of a bit of messing around and fun. Don't go telling them everything all at once. Just keep it light.
Let them find out a few things.
But isn't that part of it, though? That's also the fun of it. Let them find it out themselves. Mm-hmm. But know that you are the soft place to fall as a mum.
And as a mum, do some research.
Absolutely, yeah.
I like that thing about the soft place to fall. Mm. That's a good thing. I like that.
You can use that.
Maddie, any advice that you'd like to give youngsters out there?
On how to approach sex with parents?
Yeah. No.
Sorry. Let's reword that, shall we?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Talking about the issue.
Yes, that's
sex.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. See, it's a hard one because I'm in the situation where I have not experienced a mother that flips her shit over the whole situation. Mm. My mother is
sounds
very
fabulous.
Open and frank. It does sound fabulous.
When are you going to bring her in? Nelson, Maddie and Michelle, thank you very much for joining us. By the way, apparently our listener has informed me that it's the reverse cowboy. It's position 186 of the Kama Sutra. And another listener on 0427JOY949 was thoroughly enjoying this conversation. Loving you too, Mum. Michelle Barber can be heard on Stand Up Straight here on Joy 94.9.
9 p.m. a Tuesday evening.
You're with Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice. This is Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.